get. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out.
All right, we're back, folks. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'll tell you what, I'm going to see if I can corral Linda into going down there and spending a few days with Lee. Very interesting product, and you know, I've gotten, as I said, I listened to Rick Adams' show. It was about a year ago, and I'd caught just part of the program with this guy on, and I thought, well, you know, and the callers were just calling in one right after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other, and they were all telling me what, you know, great things that were happening with this. And, you know, I never really thought that much about it. And then I was contacted by Michael Powers, the advertising executive at RBN, and he asked me if I wanted to bring the guy up. And, of course, I told him, as I told you, that I don't market a product that I don't believe in, haven't tried, or haven't used their service. But yet, I thought I'd bring him up and educate you guys a little bit on this, and I'm going to see if I can get Linda to go take a few days, because she's not far from him. And go try that out. Now, also, Yvonne, I would. I'll tell you, if I were in the pain that you were in and you diagnosed, or, you know, I had, or they had diagnosed me with what you're telling me you have, I'd be right on a jet to Ohio. Okay, let me shift gears here, folks. Wesley Snipes. Now, you remember I was reporting on this the other day. He was, the jury had been deliberating on his case, and the jury's gone home without reaching a verdict in the Snipes tax trial. It's been going on for a couple days now. I believe that this is the third day from the Associated Press. And Thursday was the second full day of deliberations for the jury, consisting of five men and seven women, and the deliberations are resuming today as we speak. This, Snipes and his two co-defendants are accused of fraud and conspiracy. And the government says that the three conspired to illegally ask for millions of dollars in refunds of taxes that they had already paid. Now, in addition, Snipes is charged with failing to file federal returns for several years. And his lawyers have said that he was a victim of bad financial advice and was sincere in the belief that he didn't have to pay the government anything. But at trial, the defense rested without calling a witness, claiming the government didn't meet its burden of proof in the case. And what's interesting about this is that what limited coverage is coming out over the airwaves, as I mentioned the other day, is in print, and it's calling this case a tax evasion case, which it is not, and the subject of the all capital letters came up. But also, interestingly enough, I guess an employee of Wesley's was put on the witness stand and testified that she was ordered by Wesley Snipes to not withhold taxes out of his employees' paychecks. Well, a video has surfaced here, folks, a six-minute video that basically refutes the testimony that this lady gave on the witness stand. So I would say this, that even if Wesley Snipes is ultimately found guilty of this, which is anybody's guess right now because the jury is still deliberating. They've been deliberating for 2.5 days now, almost 3 days. And I would say that's a good sign. And you know what? If he's found not guilty on this, this is going to create a really, really serious problem for the Internal Revenue Service because this is very high profile. At any rate, even if he is found guilty, that particular testimony of this employee of his is grounds for an appeal, and it may get tossed out on that. So, possibly good news here. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to give you a little bit of information on the top contributors to the top four candidates on both sides of the aisle when we get back, and a little bit about Oprah Winfrey. Stick with me. I'll be back in 3.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, folks, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. It's open lines for the rest of the day. I've got a couple other topics that I want to cover, but I'll squeeze your phone calls in between. Now, according to the mainstream corporate-controlled media, there's really only four candidates we should be looking at, and that's Barack, Hillary, John, and Mitt. Mitt Romney, John McCain, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton. But I wanted to read off to you, which is really, this is, I found really interesting, folks, because remember back many times I've told you, it doesn't make any difference which one of these we vote for. We're going to get the choice between doo-doo and caca. That's all we've got, okay? And I'm going to show you a little bit of why. Now, as we know, and I mentioned to you before, the handlers behind McCain, the handlers behind Obama, the handlers behind Hillary Clinton and Mitt Romney, they're all CFR members. They're all globalists. I mean, John McCain's Henry Kissinger's. Need I even go any further for crying out loud? But here, listen to this. I mean, this is, you know, add insult to injury. Let's make ourselves even sicker. The top contributors, by the way. And what's interesting about this is the top contributors to Barack, Hillary, John McCain, and Mitt Romney. The number one, Goldman Sachs. Now, what's interesting about that? Well, Goldman Sachs has contributed to Barack Obama's campaign, to Hillary's campaign, to John McCain's campaign, and to Mitt Romney's campaign. So see, in their estimation, in their perception, they really don't care who wins. Because who wins is, they've got the campaign contributions, so they're already owed, and they've just insured their bets to know that it doesn't make any difference which one's elected, okay? They're going to get what they want. Now, listen to this one. Hillary Clinton, John McCain, Mitt Romney, Merrill Lynch, Merrill Lynch. All of these companies have contributed to three, most of them all four candidates. Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, J.P. Morgan Chase, Lehman Brothers, Citigroup, Credit Suisse. Now, all of these are brokerage firms or they're banks. I mean, is the handwriting not on the wall here? The corporate banksters are making their contributions to all four candidates. All four of these candidates are who has been thrown in the limelight of the mainstream corporately owned media. Okay? So, again, do you see why I say we have the choice between doo-doo or caca? And then, of course, we have our favorite, Ron Paul, who's getting very little coverage at all. And, in my estimation, is going to be running on an independent ticket. And you know what else? You know, Michael Bloomberg's probably going to throw his hat in the ring as an independent as well. But you know what else? You know what? I'm going to make another prediction here. The mainstream corporate-controlled media has been ignoring, denying, attacking Ron Paul and just basically giving him very, very little airtime. And they're saying, well, yeah, and we've seen the polls and we've seen the election results, the primary results, and Ron Paul's in single digits some of the time. Sometimes he's in the low double digits. But I tell you, he goes on an independent ticket, and I think then you're going to see the truth come out. If we can do anything about this black box or this diabolical voting thing and these private corporations that are owning these voting machines, I think you're going to see the truth come out. So much for that. I just wanted to throw that out there for you guys. But here's something that I really found to be very disturbing, because I know, and I don't know, you know, somebody calls in, maybe you guys know the answer to this. Oprah Winfrey has got probably one of the most, if not the most, popular shows on television. She's a very well-known, very rich lady, okay? She has a wide following. She's very well-respected, has a lot of integrity. People think she has a lot of integrity. And I got an email yesterday from Marilyn Barnwell, of whom I've had on my show a couple times, has a new book coming out shortly. And I read this email, and I was absolutely astounded, because what it says is, I'm going to read this thing in its entirety to you, folks, and this will blow you away. Oprah Winfrey, this respected individual on the mainstream airwaves with, what is it, 50, 60 million in her viewing audience? I don't know. Oprah and Friends, who, by the way, I don't watch, but it's their show Oprah and Friends, is to teach a course on New Age Christ. Oprah Winfrey will be letting out all the stops on her XM satellite radio program this coming year. Beginning January 1st, which has already happened, Oprah and Friends will offer a year-long course on the New Age teachings of A Course in Miracles. A lesson a day throughout the year will completely cover the 365 lessons from the Course in Miracles workbook. Now, let me give you some examples here. For all you Christians out there that believe in Jesus Christ, okay, and I was, was it April 25th, 1975, Acts 2:38, I repented and was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins and received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I have since fallen away. I'm not that upright Christian that I used to be. I found it very difficult not to sin at some point or another, but that does not mean that I do not believe in Jesus Christ. But I'm going to give an example here, okay? For example, Lesson 29, which was the day before yesterday, I believe, January 29th, asks you to go through your day affirming that God is in everything I see. Lesson 61 tells each person to repeat the affirmation, I am the light of the world. Now, I don't remember reading that in the Bible. I remember it says Jesus Christ was the light of the world. But it says, I am the light of the world. Lesson 70 teaches the student to say and believe,
Now get this, folks. My salvation comes from me. By the end of the year, Oprah and Friends listeners will have completed all of the lessons laid out in the Course in Miracles workbook. Those who finish the course will have a wholly redefined spiritual mindset, a New Age worldview that includes the belief that there is no sin, no evil, no devil, and that God is in everyone and everything. A Course in Miracles teaches its students to rethink everything they believe about God and life. The course workbook bluntly states, this is a course in mind training and is dedicated to thought reversal. I mean, is it just me or am I seeing the, are you folks seeing the evil in this? Teaching A Course in Miracles will be Oprah's longtime friend and special XM satellite radio reporter, Marianne Williamson, who also happens to be one of today's premier New Age leaders. She and Conversations with God under Neil Donald Walsh co-founded the American Renaissance Alliance in 1997 that later became the global, you see these buzzwords in here, folks? The Global Renaissance Alliance of New Age Leaders that changed its name again in 2005 to the Peace Alliance. This Peace Alliance seeks to usher in an era of global peace founded on the principles of a new age, new spirituality that they are now referring to as a civil rights movement for the soul. They all agree that the principles of this new age, new spirituality are clearly articulated in A Course in Miracles, which is fast becoming the New Age Bible. Do you smell the propaganda for one world religion here, folks? I do. Let me continue here. So what is A Course in Miracles and what does it teach? A Course in Miracles is allegedly new revelation from Jesus to help humanity work through these troubled times. This Jesus, who bears no doctrinal resemblance to the Bible's Jesus Christ, began delivering his channeled teachings in 1965 to a Columbia University professor at medical psychology by the name of Helen Schuchman. One day, Schuchman heard an inner voice stating, "This is A Course in Miracles. Please take notes." For 7 years, she diligently took spiritual dictation from this inner voice that described himself as Jesus. A Course in Miracles was quietly published. In 1975, they published that by the Foundation for Inner Peace. For many years, the Course was an underground cult classic for New Agers seeking who studied the Course individually with friends or in small study groups. Now, I don't know what your thoughts are on this up to this point, but I'll tell you what. I'm very, very disappointed in Oprah Winfrey. I don't know where her head is at, okay, but for her to profess this with 50,000 to 60,000 listeners, and now she's on XM Satellite Radio, giving people a course in the new Jesus, in the new doctrine, changing the Bible all around. Do you not smell New World Order? Do you not smell one world religion here? And who is advocating this other than this champion of the airwaves, supposedly, on mainstream corporate control media, none other than Oprah Winfrey? Now, is it just me? Are you folks sick as well? This gags me. This disgusts me. But it doesn't surprise me. Tell you what, I'm going to read you some quotes from the Jesus of A Course in Miracles. And let's see, if I haven't got you sick yet, or if Oprah Winfrey hasn't totally made you sick yet, Christian or not, folks, okay, believing the principles of Jesus Christ, then I'm going to read you some of these and see if it makes you sick. See if it makes you as sick as it makes me. Now, I'll be back in 3. I'll read you some of the quotes from this. Phone lines will be open, 800-313-9443. I'd like you to call and give me your thoughts on this, folks. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up at the bottom of the hour, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I'm going to read to you some of the quotes from the Jesus of A Course in Miracles that Oprah Winfrey is touting now. But before I do that, I want to go, because I knew I'd get a rise out of this lady, Melissa in Austin. You're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Melissa. How you doing?
Good. You haven't been paying attention to Oprah for a while.
I don't watch Oprah.
Well, I used to. Years ago, I used to. Back in 97, I think, maybe 96, 97, she actually had Marianne Williams on her show with The Course in Miracles, and she also has a guy on periodically. I haven't heard about him in a long time, but his name was Gary Zuckerman. Same
okay.
kind of thing. And Marianne Williamson is very close in with Robert Schuller of the Crystal Cathedral. They taught The Course in Miracles at the Crystal Cathedral for a while. And
how convenient. Isn't that wonderful? And Robert Schuller, that's that phony with the white hair that I've seen.
Well.
Yeah, and I've seen him make that the sign. And I think it was in Tex Mar's book, you know, with all of the Masonic symbols.
Back in, I think it was when we turned from 99 to 2000 or 2000 to 2001,
mm-hmm.
I saw him on stage with a self-made billionaire who was embracing globalism and saying, and Schuller actually said, you know, I can see where we need a one world religion. Actually said it that way.
I almost
fainted. I mean, it was so bad.
Go ahead.
Well, just that this has been, there's a guy named, Warren, he wrote a book refuting Rick Warren's purpose-driven life, and this guy's named Warren Smith or something. I've got the book. It's called Deceived on Purpose, and it refutes all that. But he also wrote a book called Reinventing Jesus, and he quotes all these people, this Course on Miracles, this New Age stuff. Both mm-hmm. of those books are amazing when it comes to deciphering what these people are doing.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm reading this thing, and I'm appalled. I mean, hold on just a minute. I'm going to read a couple of these quotes. This is from the Jesus of A Course in Miracles. First quote, there is no sin. Number two, a slain Christ has no meaning. Number three, the journey to the cross should be the last useless journey. Number four, do not make the pathetic error of clinging to the old rugged cross. Now, I got more. I'm not going to read those right now. But what do you – I mean, this is just – I mean, talk about the epitome of excrement here.
Yeah, made my tummy turn.
And this is ridiculous. Even, you know, for those who – for the believers in Jesus Christ or even for those who don't believe, I mean, for crying out loud, this is the absolute – this is the epitome of a perversion that is being touted by these people. You know, Robert Schuller, of which he's always gagged me with a spoon anyway, you know, getting up to, because I could tell even when I was asleep that he was a phony, you know.
Yeah.
But Oprah, you know, in my walk through the world, Melissa, I don't watch TV except a clip here and there or whatever. But, you know, I never really had anything bad to say about Oprah. And it seems like, I don't know, 90% of the women, I say, oh, did you see Oprah today? Yeah, no, I didn't see Oprah today. But everybody loves Oprah Winfrey. And this lady is promoting this garbage, okay? I mean, what's she thinking here, Melissa?
I think that she, I don't know how it happened, but I know that she must have been gotten to at a young age. I know that she was molested as a child. This fits the profile of Kathy O'Brien with sexual, you know, child sexual abuse, and someone somewhere got to her, and she's not, I don't know. She must be a mind control victim is all I can think. Because
Let me ask you this question. Now, we know her status throughout the world.
Oh, man. She couldn't be where she is unless she had gone along
with
the program.
And that was my next question. At some point, somewhere early on, somebody must have come to her and said, look, if you do A, B, C, D, and E, we're going to propel you into the limelight and you're going to be famous throughout the world. That's the way it's beginning to look to me, reading this garbage.
Well, to clarify the thing about their Jesus, he's not the same one that's in the Bible at all. And their Jesus is no Jesus at all. He is the one instead of Jesus Christ. He will be the anti-Jesus, the anti-Christ.
That's what I'm reading. That's exactly what I'm reading. You and I are on the same page there. I was a young people's leader in a Pentecostal church just short of throwing snakes in the air. It was almost cultish, okay? But, you know, coming out of that, and yes, admitting, you know, I'm backslidden, I can't lead a perfect life, but that doesn't discount the fact that, you know, Jesus Christ did walk the earth. Jesus Christ is the Savior, okay? And Jesus Christ, you cannot come by God but through Jesus Christ, all right? And this is
Michael,
where all of the...
Michael,
what's that?
According to Scripture, you are just as righteous, just as forgiven, just as redeemed, just as sanctified, just as justified as any other born from above believer in Jesus Christ. Whether you sin or not has nothing to do with it. You are bought with a price.
Not according to Jesus' name Pentecost, but I'll hold you over for a few minutes,
okay.
Melissa. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, I've got to take a break. American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to name off a few more of these quotes from the new Jesus in the Course of Miracles, folks. Stick with me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Tell you what, I'm going to go back to Melissa in a minute. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. But before I do, I want to read off a few more of these quotes from their Jesus in the Course of Miracles. "The name of Jesus Christ as such is but a symbol. It is a symbol that is safely used as a replacement for the many names of all the gods to which you pray. God is in everything I see. The recognition of God is the recognition of yourself. The oneness of the Creator and the creation is your wholeness, your sanity, and your limitless power." Now, get this one, folks. "The atonement is the final lesson that he, i.e. man, need learn, for it teaches him that, never having sinned, he has no need for salvation." Is that the ultimate in a perversion, Melissa? Hello, Melissa.
I'm astounded.
This blows me away. How can you be, you know, I mean, with the kind of listening audience that you have, I mean, I'm looking at, there's a large Christian right in this country, and are those people as dumbed down as the rest of the mind-numb people regarding the election that they can believe this crap?
I think so. I think people are so far from truth that they don't recognize that this is such a lie. And tolerance fits in there too. Oh well, people can believe whatever they want. I just don't think that, back to what I was saying before the break, I believe that once you're saved, because if it's not that way, then it was not a free gift. It was not a gift of grace, it's of works so that you can boast. See, if it's a free gift, then it's a free gift, and there's a difference between salvation and inheritance. Rewards. You have eternal life, but how much are you going to get when the will is read? When you're standing in front of the reward seat, what are you going to have on your account? There will be a rewards and loss of rewards. People who got born again at a young age, like maybe Oprah, they very well might have absolutely nothing for all eternity, and that would be kind of fitting since she's got so much in this life that she's, that she's done so well with her little deal.
Right. Well, I tell you what, you know, from where I came from, which was Jesus' name Pentecost, they didn't teach that way. They taught that, you know, one sin would keep you from the Father, and you had to die daily, and any time you committed a sin.
Then Jesus didn't do a very good job, did he?
Well, right, but what I'm saying is that's part of the reason I bailed and I've fallen away from grace.
Thank you for getting away from there. But don't get away. I mean, Jesus Christ misses you. So does God the Father. They miss you, Michael.
But wait a minute. I don't want to go into this, Melissa, but let me just say this, okay? I am on the airwaves, and I have a spirit that lives within me that speaks the truth. Okay,
right.
I can't help it. I speak the truth, and my works will lay out on their own. But at any rate, listen. If there's nothing else, I want to finish up with this, Melissa. But I do appreciate your input on this.
This is a very, very interesting subject.
Well, thank you, dear. I appreciate the call. Okay, let me continue with this, folks. It says that most Christians recognize that these teachings are the opposite of what the Bible teaches. And with that statement, I really wonder, because again, I'm talking about the religious right. Remember, it was a large faction of the religious right that got George Bush elected into office. And is it these same people that are now being converted, or perverted, if you will, into this belief to take them down that there is no need of salvation? I wonder. And normally I don't do shows regarding this, but I thought this was very important to bring out. At this critical time in the history of the world, the new gospel, the new spirituality is coming right at the world and the church with its new age teachings and its new age peace plan. But this new age peace plan has its deceptive core, the bottom line teaching from A Course in Miracles, that we are all one because God is in everything and everything. But our Bible is clear that we are not God. That's out of Ezekiel 28:2 and Hosea 11:9 and per Galatians 3:26-28. Our only oneness is in Jesus Christ, not in ourselves as God and Christ. What Oprah and Marianne Williamson and the world will learn one day is that humanity's only real and lasting peace is with the true Jesus Christ, who is described and quoted in the Holy Bible, Romans 5:1. Let me continue here. Oprah Winfrey's misplaced faith in Marianne Williamson and the New Age teachings of A Course in Miracles is a sure sign of the times, however. But an even surer sign of the times is that most Christians are not taking heed to what is happening in the world and in the church. We are not contending for the faith as the Bible admonishes us to do. It is time for all the purpose-driven and emerging church pastors to address the real issue of the day. Our true Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. He's being reinvented. He's being redefined and blasphemed right in front of our eyes, and hardly anyone seems to notice or care. If we want the world to know who Jesus Christ is, we need to also warn them about who he is not. There is a false New Age Christ making huge inroads into the world and into the church. The Apostle Paul said that it is a shame we have to even talk about these things, but talk about them we must. If people want to follow Oprah Winfrey and the New Age Christ of A Course in Miracles, they certainly have a right. But let them be warned that the New Age Christ they are following is not the same Jesus Christ who is so clearly and authoritatively presented in the pages of the Bible. I believe that the faithful Oprah followers will hang on to every word of the teachings, and this is scary stuff.
Please warn your friends and family to stay away from Oprah's teachings, and let us all pray for Oprah. I think that she really thinks that she is helping people. Folks, pass that on to everyone you know, because I tell you what, even what I've just professed here, I was a Jesus Name Pentecost, a young people's leader, musician in the church, way back in the mid-70s, okay? And yes, there was some dogma there, and there was some control issues there. As a matter of fact, we couldn't go out, we couldn't go to a baseball game. I mean, this was the rules. We couldn't go to a baseball game, or we couldn't go to any public place, supposedly, unless we were, you know, preaching the gospel. We couldn't watch TV. That was how tightly controlled it was. And I put up with that for about, oh, I don't know, a year, maybe a year and a half, and I bailed on it. And when I bailed on that, they told me at that time, you'll never make it back to where you came from. Lightning will strike you down. God will kill you. Well, I'm still here, okay, and I'm still telling the truth. So with that, I'll let that one go. But I'll tell you, if anybody believes in this garbage that Oprah Winfrey is putting out. And I tell you what, folks, you know, I'm not a big fan of Oprah Winfrey, but I never really had anything against her. And I know there's many people out there that are fans of hers. They need to know that this lady is leading them astray. Hopefully they'll find it out. All right, I'm going to shift gears here. Again, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Another thing I want to bring up real quick here. Tucson, Arizona, starting Thursday, which was yesterday, telling a custom agent that you're a citizen will no longer be enough to enter the United States. For years, customs agents have accepted verbal declarations at border crossings, and if anybody of you have been over to any of the border towns over in Mexico or whatever, you know that to be true. But a new rule taking effect this week requires documents to prove identity and citizenship. The simplest way to comply is to carry a passport or driver's license and a birth certificate. But U.S. Customs and Border Protection will accept combinations of about 24 valid documents. Now, nothing changes. Get this, folks. Nothing changes for Mexican nationals and people living in the United States under permanent resident alien status who must already show documentation. The new rules requiring proof of citizenship apply to the U.S. and Canadian citizens. Isn't that interesting? Homeland Security Department first proposed the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative in the fall of 2005, and under the original plan, anyone crossing the border into the United States by any means of travel was required to carry a passport. And by December 31st of last year, 2007, the requirement got pushed back to 2009 because of confusion and delays in issuing passports. The new rule that takes effect Thursday is a phase of the overall initiative. The State Department expects to issue new passport cards by this summer, while Arizona is developing an enhanced driver's license that will meet federal standards. Within 2 months, the Maricopa Port of Entry in Nogales will become the first on the U.S.-Mexican border to install automatic card readers. They will work like toll road readers to relay the identifying information. Is that part of the reason why they put an RFID chip in the new passports? Wonder. Food for thought. On Monday, 19 U.S. senators blasted the new requirement, calling it paper padlocks security. Democrats, Republican, and independent lawmakers urged Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff to wait until the June 2009 passport requirement. In Tucson, Jason Ahern, Deputy Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, said Tuesday that he was disappointed by the reaction. He noticed that the 9/11 Commission said that the lack of secure documents and border reentries was a major weakness in combating terrorism. Yet more than 6 years after 9/11, the 9/11 attacks, passports are still not mandated at borders. And Ahern also sought to assure the public that it will face no added delays reentering the country. That's largely because nothing much will change at first. People who forget to bring sufficient documents will be handed an advisory flyer, and if agents have no reason to be suspicious, will be allowed into the United States. Currently, agents spend an average of 45 seconds per vehicle processing entrance. And in cases that arouse suspicion, people are taken aside for secondary screening against various government databases. And if agents ask border crossers for documentation, the agents can accept up to 8,000 different forms of ID. The idea of the new rules is to narrow that list of acceptable documents to a more manageable number. Last year, customs agents stopped 1,200 criminal fugitives at Arizona border crossings, up from 375 in 2005. And nationwide last year, agents caught 31,000 people making false verbal claims of U.S. citizenship. And of course, as you know, I had Michael Ribeiro on my show, Wednesday? Yeah, I believe it was. No, it's Tuesday, I think. Okay? And the reason I like his website so much is because he always makes these comments on some of these articles. So that article I just read, I'm going to read Michael's comments about that. It's a memo to thinking Canadians. Just please don't come to the United States until the border crossing rules appear to be constructed with a little bit more horse sense. The TSA goon squad is salivating to find a reason to make your crossing into the U.S. one of the most singularly unpleasant experiences of your life. Even traveling within the U.S. has become an absolute nightmare for everybody or everyday American citizens. He says, I just returned from a trip to Orange County and reported that the TSA person there shouted commands belligerently, and I was accidentally walking too closely behind the person in front of me. He displayed proudly on his belt. He had a badge displayed proudly on his belt. He had not one pair of rubber gloves, but about half a dozen. The message appeared to be, just give me one reason to get annoyed with you, and you'll get the real treatment. So do yourselves a favor and teleconference or buy things online. Just don't fly the unfriendly American skies for a while. And with that, I'm going to add to it, because I've had a couple of incidences now in the TSA line, as I'm sure some of you have. And what amazes me about these people is they have Cracker Jack badges. I'm sure that they were rejects from McDonald's. They probably make a maximum of $10 an hour. And they're looking for any reason that they can find to get up on the pulpit and stall people to assert their authority. And one example I have is when I was standing in a line going to, where was I going? I think I was going to Texas not long ago. I don't remember. Doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm standing in this line, and there's probably, and it's a crowded day, and we're getting up to the point where there's, you know, the tables are there, and they're putting the stuff on there, and you're taking off your belt and your shoes and everything else that could possibly have metal in it. And one lady that was up there made the mistake. She was at the front. She made the mistake of putting a liquid vial in the bucket that was over 3 ounces. Well, that stopped the line for a good 10 minutes while this fat, bald idiot asserted his badge and authority and proceeded to lecture us like we were elementary school students on what to do, what not to do, how to read the signs, how to read the literature, and please don't do this again because it takes away from everybody else's time. But the truth of the matter is, all they would have had to have done was taken the bucket out, whatever you call that thing, take the liquid out, throw it in the trash can, and continue. It wasn't this lady that stopped the line. It was this idiot that wanted to stand up and go off on a diatribe for 10 minutes and shout at people and lecture people like they were elementary school children about what they can and can't do. It's sickening, and it's getting worse all the time. And I'll tell you what, folks, I had an experience yesterday that I mentioned at the beginning of the show. I didn't do a show yesterday. I'm not going to talk much about this, but I'm going to tell you I had an experience firsthand yesterday about how really, 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 really bad this is getting. The screws are turning tighter on us. These regulations, this legislation is coming down. S-1959 is in the Senate, but I'll tell you what, in regards to the experience that I had yesterday, it's looking to me like they're starting to implement these regulations piecemeal even before Jorge Bush signs it into law. I don't know. But being, and this has only happened to me in the last, what, year and a half or so, maybe it's partially due to being on the air. I don't know. But I'm a lot more perceptive, a lot more awake. I have a lot more consciousness, and I pay really, really close attention to what's going on. And it's amazing how much you see when you're awake that you didn't see before. And it's kind of like an anesthesia through the media and the propaganda and so forth that they have on the majority of the American people. And it's like shock treatment you get, like when you go into the hospital and you've had a heart attack and you're not breathing anymore, and Ron Paul would put those paddles on you and try to shock you into reality. And that's what we have to do with the American people, because I see this closing in all around us. I saw it firsthand yesterday, folks, how tightly it is closing down on us. And we've got to stop this. This is not the country I grew up in. Even the country that they lied to me about what I thought I was growing up in is gone. You know, I mean, even the country that at least we had an illusion, and they were a lot nicer about allowing us to continually perpetuate that illusion as opposed to where it is now. Now the gloves are off. Now the curtains come down. Now they're right in our face, and now they don't care. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting really, really, really aggravated with that. I'm getting tired of this, because peace-loving individuals, all we want is a constitutional republic. All we want is peace. All we want is prosperity. All we want is life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. And all we want is to be left alone. And they seem to not want to do that anymore. I don't know about you, but I'm getting really, really tired of it. And it seems like it's always in my world, no matter where I go. Sometimes more, sometimes less. It's like this expanding and contracting, you know, economy that we have, the boom and bust, the fiat currency. But now it's equated down to regulation, rules, and laws, and authority. And they're no longer peace officers, but they're law enforcement officers. And now there's all these new agencies out there. They're bombarding us from everywhere, ICE and Homeland Security and INS and everybody else that wasn't here 20 years ago. And why are they here now? We'll be back at 3, final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me. Be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I've been waiting for all right, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog. Folks, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Just got an update here. From Ray in Virginia, Wesley Snipes found not guilty on two counts and guilty of a misdemeanor, failure to file. You know what? That is absolutely great news. Now, I tell you what, I've only got a few minutes left. I'm going to first go to Charles in Austin. Charles, you're on with Michael. Go ahead real quick.
Hey, Mike, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, there is one solution to this whole police state at the airports, and that's just to get them economically. Just don't fly. I mean, ever since 9/11, I just refuse to fly. If I got to go somewhere, I'm taking the bus, get on Craigslist, use a rideshare list, carpool, just don't fly.
I agree with you there. Sometimes, unfortunately, I have to. I adopted that attitude a couple years ago, and I didn't fly for quite some time. But of late, I've had to make a few trips. If the time constraints force me to do that. I'll tell you what, if I didn't have this show, I wouldn't fly. But I have to be at one place to be able to broadcast. Otherwise, no, I agree with you, buddy. I wouldn't do it either.
Really enjoy your program. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, Charles. And again, folks, Ray in Virginia. I guess Ray was on the line. He's gone now. Wesley Snipes found not guilty on two counts and guilty of a misdemeanor failure to file. This guy was facing 16 years in prison over this, folks. And the jury came out and made the right decision. And I'm sure they came out and they said, well, all right, we got to do something. We got to make him guilty of something. A misdemeanor failure to file is just that. It's a misdemeanor. It's punishable by a maximum of 1 year in jail, which I'm sure that he's probably, knock on wood, not going to get. I hope he does not. And I think they also probably knew that if they would have found him guilty, he would have been out on bail pending an appeal, and his appeal would have overturned the entire conviction because of this witness that got up on the stand, his former employee, and lied. Okay, so rather than overturning this whole thing, they found him guilty of something, as slight as it is. They found him guilty of something so they could come away and save face. And I'll tell you what, folks, right now I'm not getting any phone calls, but I'm getting high fives from a lot of people. Don in Oregon saying, high five. Tim Wingate saying, go get him. This is an absolute, even though he got convicted of a misdemeanor failure to file, this is a great, great, great victory. And it makes me very happy, and I hope it does you too. More to come, folks. There's more of these coming down the line because, as we know, any of you that have watched Freedom to Fascism, there is no law, okay? It's all under UCC code. Revenue laws are crimes. But we're sentient human beings. We're not corporate fictions, and neither is Wesley Snipes. And guess what, folks? That was his defense. All capital letters. Jury found him not guilty. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel good for the rest of the weekend, even in light of what I experienced yesterday, which I may just share with you next week. It depends. Depends on some stuff going on behind the scenes, but I may bring it out. Okay? End of another day. Hope you guys have a good weekend. I'm going to with that news. John Stadtmiller, unfortunately, is still sick. He's been out all week. From what I understand, he's feeling a little bit better, but hopefully by Monday he'll be back on the air and raring to go. If you're like me, I'm addicted to John's show. You guys need his information. I need his information, too. Tim Wingate's going to be substituting for John Stadtmiller today. Tim's always got a lot of interesting information, sometimes controversial information, and I'm telling you that because I know he's listening right now. So, again, have a good weekend, folks, and I will see you bright and 1 o'clock. Actually, it's 2 o'clock Central Monday. Talk to you later. Bye.